This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Last week, we actually started a sermon series on pro-life legislation. And we talked last week about why so many Christians support evil legislation. And today, we're actually going to apply that principle. We're going to apply it to actually look at what the Bible says legislation should have and should not have, some principles from the Bible, and also we are going to actually apply the scripture to laws that are currently being contemplated by the Florida legislature, and including some that some pro-lifers are supporting that really they should not be supporting. And we're going to make a biblical case for this. We are going to be going up to Tallahassee, actually, to lobby our legislators, our Florida House and Florida Senate members, and to actually advocate for the protection of every innocent human life. We're going up there on behalf of Personhood Florida, which is a statewide organization. We're actually working to protect human life from the beginning of biological development all the way to natural death. So we're working to protect human beings created not only in the womb, but also in laboratories. Scientists have actually created glow-in-the-dark human beings by human embryos, by taking and mixing a human embryo with a portion of a jellyfish and making a glow-in-the-dark human. We're working also to protect the disabled. One of the things that you see in many laws is fetal anomaly. And when you talk about fetal anomaly, one of the things you're talking about, one of the people, the types of people you're talking about is Down syndrome people. 90% of all Down syndrome children are killed by abortion. And actually 10% of the tests return a false positive. So 10% of those who are killed didn't even have Down syndrome. We're also working to protect seniors. The end of life is very critical that we work to protect the end of life. The Bible talks about not forsaking me. Do not forsake me when I am old. And this is something that we need to value human life, even the human life. And by the way, under Nazi Germany, they started to talk about useless eaters. And they were talking about children. They were talking about the disabled. They were talking about seniors and working toward developing the mentality that it's okay to kill certain people who aren't contributing enough to society. So we are working. We should never hasten death in seniors by starvation, dehydration, and over medication. We do have a constitutional amendment. By the way, we are also working to protect the disabled, not only people that are Down syndrome, but anyone else that may be disabled, like Terry Schiavo. We do have a proposed constitutional amendment. You can find that at personhoodflorida.com. And it is the right to life of all persons recognized and protected. And the main language of this amendment says the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. Just very, very plain and clear, clear language. Attorney Matt Staver from the Liberty Council has signed our amendment and does support it. We also have a proposed Personhood Act. It puts the same language of the amendment into statutory language and also adds information about nullification of Roe. What do we mean by nullification of Roe? Well, we're talking about Roe versus Wade here. And what we mean by nullification is where either a executive branch or a lesser magistrate actually opposes an unjust law or an unjust, in this case, an unjust court decision. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn, handicapped, and elderly? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Personhood Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. That's right, you do. And hey, we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. So give us a call here, 772-340-1590, and we can help you answer your computer questions. Also, you know, it gets even better because we are here. Not only are we on simulcasting on two radio stations, WPSL 1590 on your AM dial, also WCNO 89.9 on the FM dial. Of course, you can, with both of those stations, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app through with both of those stations. As well, we are simulcasting this, streaming this live to our Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel.
And you can get to both of those. The links to both of those are actually on our website at fasterpc.com, where you can actually see both of those. You'll be able to see and hear the show as we answer computer questions. You'll be able to see what's happening. So definitely give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And, we have been resolving a lot of computer problems. Wanted to let you know about that. And one of the things we've been doing is, people are saying, hey, why is my computer so slow? Well, sometimes the reason your computer is so slow, sometimes there are many reasons that your computer could be slow. Sometimes it's just that you bought a slow computer. When you buy a slow computer, there's a limited amount of steps that can be taken to speed it up. If it's a slow processor, it's going to be slow. But one of the things that we can do, and we do this quite often for quite a few people, is we upgrade the drive to an SSD drive. And this is something that we do, on a regular basis for our customers. We've done this quite a bit recently for several of our customers, been able to update their computers to an SSD drive. And it's amazing the difference in speed. See, what happens is with the platter hard drive, the platters spin so slowly. They are spinning at 5,400 RPM, 7,200 RPM, but still, it takes a while to get the data off of the drive. And that's when they're working good. But what happens over time is the drive stops working as well as it used to. And sometimes it actually gets a delay. It may not even have an error. It may actually, if we run diagnostics on it, we might not see any errors, but we might see it pause. There's one diagnostic that actually will tell us where there's a delay. And sometimes we've even seen that where it doesn't detect a delay, but we have actually seen the delay because we see the progress of how many sectors it's processing, and the screen just like pauses at a certain point where it should just be continuing on. But it's not as big of a pause that it's actually picked up as a delay. So, these types of things can happen where what happens is you start to get this delay where definitely, you're having issues there. And we've been able with many of our customers recently to be able to help them resolve these issues on their computer. And this is something that we do on a regular basis, for our customers. And we've actually, if you have a bad drive or if you have a drive that is actually, has a delay, maybe it's not bad, but it just has a delay. Well, you can do one of two things. You can either be very patient and live with it. Some of our customers tell us they have more time than money. If you're one of those customers that has more time than money, well, as long as the drive is not causing, as long as it doesn't have errors, you can continue to use it. And when you continue to use it, it's just going to be slow and you'll just have to be patient. Upgrading to an SSD drive can make a world of difference in the performance of the computer. And, just certain tasks that shouldn't take long, including like turning on your computer and booting up. Well, most computers, if we do a clean install of Windows on an SSD drive, on most computers, we can actually get to the desktop within 20 seconds or less. On most computers, even if the processor is not all that fast, if the processor is really slow, maybe it'll take a little bit longer. But, and I'm not just talking about getting to the login screen. I'm talking about getting all the way into Windows with all of the programs loaded. what I'm talking about here, I'll switch over for those watching on the Facebook video or the live stream over there on YouTube. What I'm talking about is all the programs that load at startup. And you see on my computer, if you're looking, there are quite a few programs that I have either open or that have loaded. And you may have not this many. Some of these are actually programs that I'm actually using right now, but some of them are programs that load at startup. And you may have an antivirus program. You may have other software on your system. It's real important to make sure that those have to load up. And if you have a platter drive, what's going to happen? Let me just show you the task manager. If you launch a task manager, and this is one thing, if your computer is running slowly, you're not sure why it's running slow, when you turn your computer on, hold down the control and the shift key and press escape. That will launch the task manager. And when you see the task manager come up, one of the things that you'll be able to do is you'll be able to, well, first of all, it actually may show fewer details. So if it shows fewer details, it's not going to really show you the stats. You'll actually see more details. It'll be a smaller box. You'll see more details. Click on the more details. And you'll actually see on the processes tab, and this is, by the way, with Windows 10, if you have an earlier operating system, I believe Windows 8 is going to be very similar. Windows 7 is going to be a little bit different. You don't get as much detail in Windows 7. Windows 11 is going to be very similar. But you're going to look at the CPU. That's the, I call it the brains of the computer, but really it's not, doesn't do everything that our brain does. It only does mathematical calculations. But it's really where everything that happens on a computer is a mathematical calculation. You also have memory, which is RAM memory. It's temporary memory. And then you have disk, which is your hard drive. And then you have network. And typically network is going to be low. But your CPU, especially at startup, when you're using it, could be high. If you're looking on my screen, on the screen on the live stream, you'll see that mine has been in the 90 to 100%, and that's because I'm streaming right now. So OBS Studio, which is sending out the stream to both YouTube and Facebook, is using up almost half of my processor's capacity. Firefox, which is capturing the stream for Facebook and YouTube, is also using up about a quarter of my processing capacity. And for some reason, Dropbox decided that it wants to get in here. Maybe I can actually end task on Dropbox, because I don't really need Dropbox to be running right now. But you know, some of these things will just pop in when they get a little bit of extra space in there. But this is something that definitely, your processor is going to use up a little bit of resources at the beginning. But what we see quite often is the hard drive, the disk, being all the way up at 100%, sometimes 5 minutes into the boot up, sometimes not even coming off of 100%.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions? Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And, you know, it gets even better because one of the things we do here at a Faster PC, we help solve your computer problems. And we, you know, we're actually doing a live technical support right now. We can actually, if you have a computer problem, you can give us a call. We can provide you with live technical support to be able to help you, hopefully, resolve your computer problem. And, you know, if what we're talking about doesn't, you know, sounds a little bit too complicated, well, you could bring your computer in to a Faster PC. We can actually help you take a look at that.
and help you resolve that. One of the things that I want to switch back over to a full screen and just go back into the task manager view so you guys can see. And again, I'll verbally describe this. I always do this for those that are just listening to the radio, for those that are listening on TuneIn. Maybe you're just listening on our Facebook or YouTube channel. You're not actually watching. That's okay. We will actually verbally describe this so that you can actually see what's going on, or so you can understand. So we'll try to paint a picture for you. So what we're looking at, I opened up the task manager, and again, I did that by holding down the control key, the shift key, and then pressing escape. That will launch the task manager. Now, this is the way we do this. So we're launching the task manager here, and what we're going to look at, you know, if your computer's slow, we're going to look at what is actually being utilized right now. Is your CPU near 100%? If your CPU is at near 100%, you're probably going to be a little bit on the lower side, or the slower side, unless you have a really fast processor. Now, my processor in my computer is an Intel i7. It's not the fastest i7. It wasn't the fastest i7 when I bought the computer, but it was, in fact, my computer is a laptop, and laptops never have processors that are as fast as in a desktop computer. You know, even if you get in, there are faster processors that can go into laptops that will, and the issue that you run into with a laptop is power usage. If you get a faster processor, it's going to use more power. More power means less time running on battery. So this is something that, you know, it's kind of a trade-off. How fast do you want to go? How fast do you need to go? And also, when you're running faster, if you're running on battery, you're not going to have as long of a runtime. And that can be important if you're out. I mean, you know, I've done this show remotely sometimes on battery. And when I'm doing it on battery, well, you know, it's kind of important to be able to finish the show before you run out of battery. You know, so I've had issues like that where, you know, if my battery wasn't good, I actually had a show where my battery did run out before the end of the show. And I had to, I think, call into the studio and then, move my computer to where I can actually get connected to power. And doing this all while I'm doing a live show, it can get a little bit tricky. But my computer is an i7, which is, used to be Intel's fastest tier. They do have i9s now as well. If you have an AMD processor, the Ryzen 7 is their line that's kind of the equivalent. And again, there's different processors in this. So when my processor's at 100%, part of why it's at 100% is because look at on the taskbar, I have, what, 1, 2, 3, and look at this, the file explorer, I have 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, I could probably close out some of those. I could probably close them all out. In fact, let me do that. That'll probably help it out a little bit. But, you know, I also have Remote Desktop Manager running, and I have Calculator running. I also have my Energy Manager running. I have the Task Manager running. I have Smart Audio, that's a program to help me when I plug in, because I only have on this laptop one audio jack. So when I plug in my microphone, this program asks me, what did I just plug in? Was it a headset? What was it? So I can go in there, but you see that I have probably 20 different programs open, and I should have probably closed out some of them. But before the show, I did look at what was using up most of my resources, and it was Firefox. I did close out Firefox. I let it reset. We'll talk a little bit about that, you know, later, you know, because if you have a browser, whether it's Firefox, Chrome, or Edge, and you're constantly just leaving your computer open and you have a lot of tabs open, Well, over time, that can slow your computer down. And so we'll talk about that and talk about how you can configure your computer so that in your browser, so that when you shut it down, you can let it clear out and then open it back up and come right back up to where you were before. But anyway, you know, most of the programs that I have open, and by the way, I'm also connecting to the studios through Zoom, so Zoom is running as well. Most of the other programs really aren't, they're just running in the background. They aren't using up much new resources. So, you know, it's not too big of an issue. And again, you know, I am using, by the way, Nero Wave Editor just to monitor my audio level and make sure that because my mic sometimes, you know, drops off a little bit, the volume changes, and, you know, it's kind of weird how that can happen, but it does happen sometimes. But you want to look at your computer and see, you know, if your computer, especially when you're first booting up and those programs are loading, your processor, it's kind of common for a lot of computers, especially if you don't have the fastest processor, it's very common for your processor to go up near 100% while those programs are loading. But after the programs are loaded, as long as you're not using something that requires a lot of CPU capacity. And again, CPU, it's kind of like the brains, but it really just does the mathematical calculation. You know, our brain does so much more. Our brain has short-term memory, it has long-term memory. Short-term memory is in a computer is the RAM memory. Long-term memory is the hard drive or the, you know, whether it's SSD or platter drive or what. That's what we're looking at for the long-term memory. You know, so really the CPU plus the RAM plus the hard drive are kind of like what our brain is in a human body. But the CPU does the finance or does the calculations, the mathematical calculations, and everything that happens on a computer is mathematical calculation. So, you know, if you're after everything is loaded, and how do you know when things are loaded? Well, typically when things aren't loaded, you'll be getting a circle spinning around. And you can also go down to the lower right-hand corner of the taskbar and click on the little arrow that shows the programs that are hidden and just look for what is down there. You know, you may want to look after everything is loaded and see what normally loads. We can show you in just a minute how you can clean up some of those things. Maybe you don't need everything to load at startup. Maybe you can start it yourself. I definitely have a lot of things loading at startup that I probably don't need, but you know, some of those are things that I might want to have for, you know, or maybe they don't use too much resources and I have enough. So, you know, I'm okay with that. But anyway, you know, especially if you have a slower processor, you're going to want to limit what loads at startup. If you don't have enough RAM, you want to limit what loads at startup. Now, you know, memory, you can actually click on each of these columns. Now, memory, again, is going to show you the RAM. And with memory, we're going to actually see the amount of RAM that's being used by each program. Now, I actually have in my computer 16 gigabytes of RAM. Many computers today have 4 gigabytes or 8 gigabytes. 8 gigabytes is very common in a new computer. You can get computers that have that are newer that have more RAM than that. You know, but 16 gigabytes is, I got it because I know that I do leave a lot of things open, and you see I'm using half my RAM memory right now. You know, so if I only had 8, I would be using quite a bit of it. It wouldn't be using up all of it, because what it would do is it would switch over to the hard drive and with virtual memory. And of course, if I had a platter drive, that would really slow me down. But since I have an SSD drive here, you know, I probably wouldn't notice that if I had 8 gigabytes, too much. You know, you see my disk is at 0%. Now, if you, after your computer's been on for 5 minutes and maybe you're not doing anything, just turn it on, you know, let it sit for, you know, 5 minutes or so. Let make sure the programs are loaded. If your hard drive is still up in the high percentage, there's a good chance that you have a platter drive and that it's going bad. You know, maybe again, it's not going bad where it's showing errors, but it may be going bad where it has delays. Another thing that we're seeing that is causing a lot of high disk utilization today is some of the new antivirus programs, some of the newer versions. And one of the big offenders on this that we have seen recently is Norton. We've had a few computers come in the last month or two that have installed the latest version of Norton, and their drive was actually just being saturated, the capacity. Now, when we see the percentage here, you know, mine is at 0 to 1%. Well, you know, that means that it's barely meeting the throughput. You know, it has, you know, 99 to 100%. You know, it's not going to be 100%, but it's very low. You know, has a lot more capacity that can happen than what is actually being used. But what we've seen is that we've seen Norton using up on a platter drive maybe like close to 20 megabytes per second. Now, on a platter drive, that's a lot, and that'll push your drive utilization up to about 100%. And on this one computer, we actually installed an SSD drive, and lo and behold, Norton actually used more, and it didn't use a higher percentage. It was using about 33%, but it was using about 70 megabits per second. And I mean, it's just really crazy. I did change the settings on the computer to attempt to lower the amount of scans, because really, once your antivirus will scan every single file that's opened on your computer, and it really doesn't need to just scan all the files on your computer. I mean, maybe it can scan all those files one time, but once it's scanned them once, they're not going to change unless they're changed. And when they're changed, they'll be open, and the antivirus will scan them. But it's doing a background scan, and it just continued. Norton just continued to use up a lot of resources. So, you know, we talked to the customer, and we said, well, you know, because the customer was saying, hey, you know, my computer still is not as fast as it should be. So we said, well, you know what? We can, you know, spend more time to work on troubleshooting this and work on the settings, tweaking the settings so that Norton, you know, hopefully doesn't use all these resources. And the customer mentioned that he was be fine with just uninstalling Norton. So that's what we did. We actually uninstalled Norton. By the way, would you say uninstalled Norton? You know, why would a computer shop recommend that? Well, the new Microsoft Defender actually does a very good job of protecting against viruses. And so, you know, if your antivirus is going to cause your computer to run slow, and the Windows Defender will work and do a good job, why not use it? And that's what this customer opted for, rather than to spend more time tweaking Norton.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
And we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. And we're going to the lines here. We have Bob on the line. Bob, I do apologize for the long wait. I didn't see the message. I'm doing a lot of things with this show, looking at a lot of screens. I don't always see the messages. But anyway, welcome to A Faster PC Live Tech Support. How can we help you today?
Hey Brian, I haven't seen you since Sam Brownback was at your place years ago.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good day. I think I need to kidnap you and one of the people to come in and get. I am a computer illiterate. all this stuff in my house, you know, some of it works. I got all kinds of stuff going on here. But I need somebody to come in and actually, you know, all my electrics working. I have about 3 fire TVs to replace my old, not smart TVs.
Yes.
I have 3 Alexas. I just bought a laptop. My desktop went down about a year or so ago. And I've been using my phone, my Samsung, you know, pay my bills and do whatever. So I finally bought a laptop. I bought a Samsung. Like, my phone is Samsung. Do I need the Wi-Fi for the internet from Xfinity for my laptop? Or can I use my the phone I'm talking on now, my Samsung phone, to power my laptop?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, first of all, if you use your phone, then you're using the bandwidth from your phone. And one of the issues with that is you probably are paying for a certain amount of bandwidth and using more of it, when using more of it will use it up. And depending on how much you use, that may not be an issue to you. But you know, if you're streaming internet, if you're streaming videos, you're streaming audio, you can run out of data. And what happens then is you're either, depending on your plan, your provider may slow you down, may still provide data, but just at a much slower speed. Or they may actually charge you additional for data. So if you have internet through Xfinity, it's better to use their bandwidth when you're there, because they're going to provide you with 1 terabit, I believe, of data each month, and that's quite a bit. You can go over that, but most people don't. And you know, I can tell you that we stream a lot in our house. And, we did have to tweak a little bit of the settings, but, you know, we really haven't had a problem going over that level. And we have several people, 3 people in the house that are streaming. And I would use definitely their internet. You can use their modem with their wireless, their wireless modem. Of course, you're paying for that each month. You could get your own modem with your own router, and then tell them to take their modem and shove it, so to speak. Just not charge you the fee anymore. So that would be something that you could actually do, or connect to their modem. So you should connect to their modem. The Fire Stick should be connected to their modem as well. We do have some customers, by the way, that don't have internet from Xfinity. They only use a hotspot, and from their cell phone provider, and that may be, again, through an actual hotspot, or it may be through the phone plan, through the phone itself. Now, also another thing, to be able to have a hotspot on your phone, your cell phone provider has to support that, or you have to have an Android phone, because if you have an Android phone, you can do it even if your cell phone provider doesn't support it. But, you'll be violating their rules in doing that, but you can technically do it.
What I really need, Brian, is do you provide the service? I need somebody to come in here and get all this stuff connected the way it should be.
When it comes to we can come in. We can come in and definitely do it.
Technology.
Yep. Yeah, we can come in and do it. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. And if you give a call, we can schedule a time to come out and take a look at that and get that all configured for you. Get it all set up so that things are, your Fire Sticks are accessing the internet. If you have various streaming services, we can show you how to access those. Some of the streaming services are free. Some of them do require a subscription. Some of them are still free, but they require a subscription. And then some of them, they're paid. Some will provide you some content for free, and some additional content if you actually pay a monthly fee. So we can show you all of that. Of course, get the computer. If you can't get the computer connected, we can help you get that connected as well.
Well, that would be great. I'm going to give you guys a call probably sometime this week then.
Okay, that sounds good. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 9 to 2.
Yeah, it's just I'm just bewildered by all the stuff I have, but I don't know how to use it. Like everybody says, my granddaughter will probably have her move in here with me. She probably will do all that. But
yes,
in the old days, I had a lot of customers when I was doing landscape maintenance and property management, and they would always call me up because they would hit the input button on their TV. The routine thing that I go see all my elderly customers. Now I'm elderly, and I don't know how I'm
and the technology has surpassed you, but that's okay because we're here. We can help you out.
And my dad came out of the Air Force many, many decades ago. He's passed away now, and he went right to work at Educational Testing Services, and they had the IBM computers. The big giant room with all the wheels turning. There was no college. I mean, so it was on the job training and IBM and teaching everything. And it took a whole room to do now what my cell phone could probably do.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Bob.
Good. Huh?
Thank you very much.
How you been?
Oh, been very good. Very good.
Okay, Brian. Well, I'll be talking to you or one of your geeks this week.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we're going to answer a question from Nicholas from our Facebook live video. He says when he opens up Outlook 2019, he gets the following message. The server you're connecting to is using a security certificate that cannot be verified. The target principal name is incorrect. View certificate. Do you want to continue using this service? Yes or no? If he says yes, it works well. He's asking how he gets rid of this message. So there's two ways to get rid of this message. So first of all, I'm going to switch over to a full screen so I can just kind of show the steps that I would go through. Now I don't have Office 2019. So, Microsoft does move things around. They show things are in different locations. But on mine, I'm going to click, I believe it's on Tools, and then go down to Account Settings. So what we're going to do here is we're going to actually look at the account settings. I'm going to click on one of the accounts, and I'm going to click Change. Now, in Office 2019, I will tell you it is in a different location. You'll be actually clicking, I believe, it's either File, or there's a Windows or Office logo in the upper left-hand corner. You'll be clicking on that and then going down to where you can navigate to the file settings. But what you're going to want to do is look for the settings. And in fact, it may even be difficult to get to. I'll actually show you a different way to do it. We'll minimize this. We're going to go out, hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window. Typically to the left of the Alt key, that's the left of the space bar. Some full-size keyboards have it on both sides of the space bar, both sides of the Alt keys. But we're going to type in control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, and this will get us to the control panel. And with the control panel, we can get in here and actually click on mail. Now, if you don't see mail, you probably are on category view where, you know, you only see a few things. You could search for things, but it's a lot easier in my estimation, my opinion, to go to large icons or small icons and then just click on, you'll see all the different categories, and you can click on mail. And what you can do is go to email accounts. And by the way, the reason I'm showing you this is that in the newer versions of Microsoft Office, you can't see the settings of your email. You only see just a little tiny bit of the settings, which makes it difficult to actually change things. But we're going to click here on one of the settings. And what we'll do is we'll just click change. And so when we click change, we're going to click on more settings. And then we're going to go to the advanced tab. So there's a more settings button, and then we're clicking on the advanced tab. And here, what we're going to have is we're going to have the actual, whether we're using encryption. Now, what's happening is you're connecting to a server that doesn't have an SSL certificate, but you're using an SSL encryption, and it's working, but it's giving you an error. So you can either continue to click yes to allow it to do that, or you can not use encryption, which is, we can, by not using encryption, we're just going to uncheck the box that this server requires an encrypted connection. And on the outgoing SMTP, we're going to change that from SSL or TSL to none, just by going on the drop down arrow and then click cancel or click OK, and that would actually save that. Now, alternately, you could contact your email provider and find out if they have a server. They probably have a server that you can use for incoming, which is POP3 or IMAP, and also outgoing, which is SMTP. They probably have one that is encrypted, and once you get to that and you use that, you'll be okay with that, and you can use theirs and get their settings, and that will all work for you.
We're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. here on WPSL. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Biblical Pro-Life Legislative Guidelines and Bill Review. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn, handicapped, and elderly? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Personhood Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.